Develop your imagination. It will make you or break you. Develop your imagination. Without the ability to imagine futures, situations, you're prone to only learn from experience, which is the most expensive way to learn. Not every criminal, politician, is creative. In fact, most of them are definitely not creative. So what do? They read plots, TV shows, novels, and knock it off. Did I make it up? No. One of my favorite writers, Lee Goldberg, has been both a book writer and a television script writer. And he shares several plots that were knocked off in real life. He says even the CIA borrows some writers to pick their brain. Creativity is not an ordinary capacity. That is why people can't even imagine the kinds of stuff that can happen, and are totally unprepared. The cave paintings are a good example of using imagination to manage reality. Because when you are confronted with reality unprepared, managing won't happen, you'll react with fear, you'll react slowly, and die, or are left behind. Mostly dead. I have read more than 500 books in the past 5 years on my Kindle. I borrowed most of them from my Amazon Kindle Unlimited subscription, and bought only a few of those 500. Most people don't even read a whole book in their lifetime, and their imagination, their power to envision, imagine, what can happen, their power of thinking, their power to be in the world is seriously diminished. They are bored and boring. Fodder. They don't live the full human experience. They are emotionally stunted, not intelligent. They try to live life fully with a tiny vocabulary that is not only tiny, but is inaccurate. Yesterday I added a twist to the three wishes exercise, and instead of wishing tons of money and saving the world if that is what you wanted to do, or just get rich, you find yourself in a worldwide pandemic, and only a handful of people are still not infected and dead or dying. Use your imagination. What do you wish for? All the stores are open but no money is needed. Bottles of water, lots of food. What do you fear? What do you ask for? And is there a group of survivors who would want you to join their group, because of the skills you bring to the party? Or would you be dead weight, a wet blanket, a sissy, who they would drive away? Focus on one thing. And if you could just focus on one thing, in the pandemic or otherwise, something that would make everything else easier, and maybe even make a lot of things you'd need to do now, not necessary. Turns out most people wouldn't know what focus on one thing would make all of life better, make them grow as a person, make them able to make more money, make them someone who can be counted on and therefore welcome in any survival group. Why? You need to develop your imagination to see. If you already do things, consistency could be the key. If you are continually complaining, it's too hard, being fun would bring fun to your life and to what you do. If you are waiting for things to happen to you, making up that you can be a go-getter suddenly makes your life better, makes you feel better, and you'd be welcome in any group. And if your skills are there, but you're a dyslexic person and make a lot of mistakes, like a blind chicken, you could make up, double check, look twice. And instead of being a liability, now you can be an asset. And if you are an insufferable self-promoter, you guessed, humility would make you bearable, and maybe you could start doing something useful in your life. And if you take pride in how great you are, much better than others, respect will go a long, long way to allow others to shine too. This one thing to focus life around is magical. For me, encouraging is the word. Why? Because no matter how much work I do, no matter how useful my methods are, if people get discouraged, then the future is not going to happen. I haven't been consistently encouraging, even though when I was it always worked, people stayed in the game longer, and got better results. My base nature, forget thyself, doesn't think encouragement is important, because if people are discouraged I can be the one standing. But after yesterday's disaster workshop I see that without encouragement survival is doubtful. I teach this in everything you need to become a human being, with an effective life, welcome anywhere and anytime in the 27 Layers of Mastery program. The 27 Layers of Mastery program. Today's session is free. So you can buy the program before until the next session, which will be on the 10th of January. You can request admittance into today's session by email. You have to have your starting point measurements done to be considered. The program sessions are every Sunday, until you are done and cooked. The program includes the Sunday sessions, one full hour long personal coaching session, and the occasional 30-day challenges, capacity activations when needed by the group. The program builds, brick by brick, the person you were born to be, a beautiful human being. Start laying down the paint of mastery. P.S. I have also noticed that it is harder and harder to be fun. Even my teachers are more serious and much less fun. I used to chuckle regularly reading their emails. And haven't chuckled in a while. Is it my sense of funny that is missing or they are not feeling fun nowadays? So, in addition to being encouraging, I am inventing a secondary focus, being fun. It is natural to me, because I see the world as hilarious and funny. So it is time for me to inform my writing. So you can have some fun too. Serious fun. PPS, from Google. What is the benefit of imagination? It allows you to explore the past and to imagine the future. It plays an important role in our mental health, and thanks to the imagination, we can give a positive approach to our experiences. It is a great tool for recreating and remodeling your world, your life. Why is imagination so important? The ability to imagine things pervades our entire existence. It influences everything we do, think about and create. It leads to elaborate theories, dreams and inventions in any profession from the realms of academia to engineering and the arts. Can you improve your imagination? Expand your knowledge and skills set to open up opportunities to let your imagination free reign. Learning new things stimulates your mind, and motivates you to try new things. Each novel experience opens possibilities. If you are still having a hard time getting your imagination in gear, check out these helpful tools. Is imagination a skill? Einstein once said imagination is more important than knowledge. It seems he was thinking well beyond his time. But there's another skill that's just as critical as creativity when it comes to preparing kids for an innovation economy, imagination. Develop your imagination. Read. Reading is too often associated with book learning, which is often boring, irrelevant, and worse, required. Daydream. Socialize. Assist. Play. Ask. Create. Share. Study, learn new things. Experiment.